The topics and information discussed in this presentation are educational in nature and should not be considered as a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, tax, or legal advice. Seek individualized advice from the appropriate professionals that understand the particular facts and circumstances of your financial situation. 2020 Wealth and Advisory Partners offer investment advice through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. All investments carry a degree of risk. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Welcome to Divorce Discussions. Going through a divorce can be difficult, and finding good information can be just as hard. If you or someone you know is going through or contemplating divorce, you've come to the right place. Here is your host, Dan Smith, certified divorce financial analyst and founder of 2020 Wealth and Advisory Partners in Germantown on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Divorce Discussions, sponsored by 2020 Wealth and Advisory Partners. I'm Dan Smith, certified divorce financial analyst and founder of 2020 Wealth. Last month, we talked about real estate issues, and for anyone who missed that, it is available on my website, 20-20wealth.com. This month, we're going to talk about something that I think is pretty timely, being that we're going into holiday season here, and we've got, of course, the big holidays, and then there's there's other holidays that are falling in there as well, and they lead to different levels of conflict that I think can be overcome. And as usual, I have my three guests with me. They are, two of them have never been on the show before, and one of them is a seasoned veteran. So I'll introduce first licensed psychotherapist, Elizabeth Mottola. Liz, thanks for being on here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Dan. I am a licensed psychotherapist, also child specialist mediator. My practice is called Mindful Therapy and Consulting. I spend and dedicate about 75% of my practice working with families to promote healthy co-parenting and facilitate child specialist mediation. So helping to develop parenting plans and educating parents around the developmental needs of their children through divorce. I also facilitate individual therapy, family therapy with adults, children, and adolescents specific to parenting, school concerns, anxiety, and I specialize in trauma.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Liz. And why don't you tell us, why don't you tell the listeners where they can find you?
Sure. So my website is www.mindfultherapyconsulting.com.
Excellent. Also, a newbie this month is attorney Amy Shapiro. Amy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Dan. I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for more years than I want to admit. And I work currently with Hawks Quindell, a law firm in the Third Ward in Milwaukee. I have been doing family law primarily or exclusively for probably 30 years of my practice. I represent mostly parents. I have done guardian ad litem work, occasionally still do that, where I represent the best interest of the children, but mostly I represent parents. I also do a lot of mediation and I participate with the collaborative law group, so represent parents in that respect.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And where would our listeners find you?
Well, currently, you would find me at hq-law.com, Hawks Quindell's law firm. But as of January 1st, I am going out on my own.
And, very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. And I will be at shapirofamilylaw.com.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on starting your own practice and looking forward to working with you going forward.
That would be wonderful. Thanks.
And back for, I think, a record third time is attorney Graham Weimer. Graham, why don't you just tell everyone about yourself real quick as well?
Thanks for having me again, Dan. Happy to be here. Happy to be with Liz and Amy, too. This is my third time, I think. I enjoy really what's going on here with the show and being part of it, but certainly being part of what these guests have to say. Really look up to Amy as a lawyer, as a colleague, and have worked successfully with Liz over the years, too. I'm an attorney like Amy. I work in southeastern Wisconsin, representing sort of the same way she does, parents in all aspects of family law, whether that be right when they're contemplating divorce and something's initially filed, to following up afterwards, trying to work with them even after the divorce, because inevitably, when there's minor children and there's separated parents or parents that were never married, there's ongoing issues. And so work with Amy, work with Liz, happen to be part of this team here, on the radio show, but also those of us around southeastern Wisconsin who believe in sort of this interdisciplinary approach that I think your radio show is getting at, that there's mental health professionals, there's attorneys, there's financial advisors, there's mortgage brokers, there's realtors, there's people that are really trying to help. And those people, I think, are the guests on this program. And so just, again, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Glad you're here. And where would our listeners find you?
Oh, it's a long website. Thank you for asking. But what happened is that I have a partner, and neither one of us were willing to shorten our name for the website. So the law firm is McGillis Weimer. The website is McGillisWeimer.com. So it's McGillisWeimer.com. McGillisWeimer.com.
Excellent. That's great. So anyone looking for you knows where to find you, and that's what we want. So we're going to transition into just talking, you know, really high level about the topic. And then after the break, we'll start getting into, you know, some of the specific areas. And, you know, the holidays are coming up. That's a stressful time for any family that, you know, isn't going through a divorce or hasn't been divorced, or that doesn't share children with a former, you know, spouse. So, Liz, why don't you kind of talk a little bit, you know, high level about, you know, some things people should be keeping in mind with the holidays coming up?
Sure, absolutely. So I have the privilege of sometimes working with families on the front end of divorce and separation before the children perhaps know that this change might be coming in their family. And one of the things that I spend a lot of time educating families on is developing a divorce narrative. So something that's developmentally appropriate and sensitive, a way to speak about the changes in divorce and separation in a child-centered way, a way that can promote future healthy functioning. And so I think it's really important to start with that when developing these narratives with families, we really look to avoid certain time periods and important holidays or monumental times in children's life so that children don't look back on these important time frames and holidays and associate it to learning about divorce and changes that they may have some adjustment to. So avoiding holidays to inform children about divorce, sometimes that really requires parents to have to contain conflict and be aware of their own emotional state and their emotions about the pending changes in their family, so that if they can handle those in a healthy manner, they can contain conflict and the children having to learn about these changes during a time that really should be focused on the children and being able to enjoy this time with their family system.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important to point out. And we're not going to just talk about, you know, young children, too. Amy, when you and I were preparing for this, we kind of you brought up a really important point, I think, which is, you know, adult children. You know, if you were divorced when they were young, or if you got divorced even after they became adults, the holidays affects them as well.
It really does, and I think that there's an added problem that Liz talked about not talking to the kids about it at holidays, and really appreciate that point. But sometimes that's when the college kids come home, and that's when they want to tell them in person, and so it does become a difficult conversation that they have, that it might have to be at that time. And if you tell them ahead of time, I know that a lot of adult children in college, they don't know what's going on. You know, they're very anxious about coming home because they just heard about it, but they haven't experienced what that means. Are the parents getting along or not? And what do I expect? So it does, that timing becomes a little bit of an issue when you have adult children.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mentioned earlier that, you know, everyone thinks of the big holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, but, you know, and I think a lot of times we forget, you know, St. Nick's in there, and there's other little holidays that are important to the kids that we got to take into consideration, make sure the families are on the same page and ready to celebrate those accordingly. Beyond that, you know, this is something that Liz, I think you have more we'll talk about later on, but why don't you kind of tee us up before the break here about what we're going to talk about the next segment?
Yeah, so we're going to, one of the main key points that I really hope, you know, families and listeners can think about is that the number one indicator of how children do through divorce is based on the level of conflict. And so we can really minimize developmental risks for the kids by minimizing conflict. And so I'm really looking forward to talking about how to stabilize and anchor family systems in maintaining healthy traditions for children and techniques to promote a child-centered holiday season and to minimize conflict doing so.
Excellent. That's perfect. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Divorce Discussions. When we get back, we're going to talk about, you know, child development and how a child specialist can help in this process and some unique perspectives from a child who went through the divorce process and how they celebrate their traditions. So you're listening to Divorce Discussions, and we'll be right back.